Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Winfield Mount Union Elementary Principal Gabe Wilder about his recent trip to Puerto Rico and visiting the Luis Munoz Rivera School, which was impacted by Hurricane Maria. This is part two of a two-part interview.
From my trip, it was nice to be able to have a sit-down conversation with the principal, get to meet some of the staff members, see how our money has been used and how it has helped, and just put names with faces and continue to affirm the relationship that we've built between Winfield and San Lorenzo.
When you met with the principal there, what did he or she kind of talk about when it came to, you know, coming back to school and you know, regrouping and yeah, trying to stay on track with these kids for the past school year?
Yeah. So one of the great things that I feel like Yamitza did, the principal there, was she really rallied her staff around this idea of heroes in a time of crisis. And so they had superheroes kind of all along their walls. They had staff t-shirts that were made, and the staff were very resilient. They knew that they were going to be facing a lot of adversity as students were returning to school, and they wanted to make the best of it. With that being said, they would conduct classes when there was no electricity in school. You know, it was just something that, you know, the students took in stride, and so did the teachers. You know, if there was no power, then, you know, we'd keep going. We'd do something different, another activity. We're going to stay positive. You know, we're going to care for the students that we have here. And so, you know, they stayed really upbeat and really positive. And I think that definitely was felt in the community. You know, it was just the whole tone was very much everybody's going to make the best out of a horrible situation. And, you know, that could be said of the community members. It could be said of the staff. It could be said of the students. Everybody was willing to pitch in and help.
And the communication that the two schools have had over the past year, how do you think that has affected the Winfield Mount Union students, and how has that connection deepened?
Yeah, my largest hope is the students here in Winfield feel connected as members of a global community, have a sense of empathy for those that are different from them, have a better understanding of disasters that can affect people. While we may not experience something in that type of a context, being able to relate, you know, their students like we are here, there are things that they like doing that are similar to things that students like doing here, but that was all interrupted because of this natural disaster. And what would it be like to, you know, experience life without power for, you know, this amount of time? And so being able to think about those types of issues and empathize with people that are different than us here is something that I definitely want students here in Winfield to have experienced, have a heart for, you know, something that when they leave Winfield Mountain Union schools, they will still have that impact on them, knowing that they can make a difference not only in their local community, but in their global community as well. And just feel connected in that manner as well. I think that's very important for our students here.
And are you and the staff discussing any new projects or things to do in this next school year for the school in Puerto Rico?
Yes, absolutely. I've already spoken with my secretary and a couple other staff members and just kind of brainstorming some ideas. I think right now we've been talking about the library, and that seems to be the thing that we're trying to figure out. You know, is there a way that we can support getting books back to those students, back to that library? You know, as I was talking with the principal in Puerto Rico, she mentioned that the island's closing 100 schools island-wide, and one of those schools is somewhat nearby, Luis Munoz Rivera School, and so she will be doubling her student body this next school year to around 600 students. And so, you know, that's quite an influx of students. in terms of how the school functions on a daily basis, it's going to look very different than it was this school year. Teachers were notified that they would be losing their classrooms and they have to be mobile, and the students are the ones that are going to stay in the classrooms. So it's going to be different. They're going to be facing some new challenges this next year. And as a staff, we'll be talking about, you know, how do we continue moving forward with this type of partnership? What do we want our students to engage in? How do we want to be supportive? What does that look like for us? So those will be conversations that we will have together as a staff. And I definitely want to have staff buy-in and hear what they have to say and how they want to move forward.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Winfield Mount Union Elementary Principal Gabe Wilder about his recent trip to Puerto Rico and visiting the Luis Munoz Rivera School, which was impacted by Hurricane Maria. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.